How does one rekindle the gift of God, as our reading from the second letter to Timothy encourages? What is this gift of God that is within us? Is it a gift of faith, which we hear about in the epistle, and also we hear the apostles ask for in our reading from Luke? Increase our faith, we hear them ask. God's love for us, God's love for you is so great. And yet, at times in churches, preachers and street preachers may have caused us to question, does Christianity really present a loving God? Well, not everyone does. Not everyone has, of course, at all times. And even those well-meaning Christians, those who've encouraged us to have more faith, set up a dynamic within which shame is easy to come by as we wonder, do I have enough faith? And perhaps start to feel bad if we think we don't. Such advice that seems more like a requirement is all the more damaging when it is given as an if-then statement. If then, if you have faith, your wife, your husband, your child, your friend will be okay. Now, if that hasn't been said to you directly, it's been said near you. You've heard that. And that's the worst. That is absolutely the worst. If someone were to say that to me today, it would take all of my strength not to say something back in anger. The animals don't like that either. They know it's not natural. So, it would take all of my strength not to say something in anger. I would like to think I'd be able to say in a calm and loving way, the God who I believe in doesn't work like that. God wants the best for everyone all the time. And that doesn't depend on me or my faith or your faith. We see where it comes from, though. It's not hard to find it in today's gospel. If you have the faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. Brian C. Taylor, in his book, Becoming Human, Core Teachings of Jesus, calls this an if-then approach to understanding God's love. He calls it a perverted theology, and indeed it is. I much prefer and agree with his take on this passage. He writes, this parable about the mustard seed tells us that even if your faith is tiny, even if it is weak, and I would add, even if we're not sure we have any at all, and he goes on, we should employ it. We should still use it to reach toward God. For faith must be activated. We can't wait for something to happen. We must employ whatever level of trust we have in God. Reach toward God. Use it to reach toward God. I love that. Faith as reaching. Reaching toward God. I've mentioned before, and we find in another book that is sometimes, and I'm encouraging people to use in our Episcopal 101 group, entitled Your Faith, Your Life, An Introduction to the Episcopal Church. In that book, the authors talk about the idea of belief, and that to believe is really better translated as to give your heart to something. Creedal statements are one way of explaining the mystery. In our Nicene Creed, we say, we believe. For many people here, it's hard to say we believe all of that. And for many people in all of our churches, it's much, perhaps, a better entry into all that, if it is hard for you, to think of it as giving your heart to it. Because creedal statements are one way of explaining the mystery, the way that it was decided a long time ago were the best way. Today we might do it a little differently, we might use some different words, but I can give my heart to the intent and desire of those who created those statements, seeking to speak about the God of love, who is always reaching toward us. We are here today to reach for God, to give our hearts to God. This faith, this belief, it's much less an idea and more an action. And through the action, we find God in action. We meet God, who can and does surprise us. As the second letter to Timothy states, implies, we're called to rekindle this gift, implying that it means to stir it up. I like that too. Stir up the grace and faith and love we have received. Peter Holmes talks about this in a commentary. Stir them up by putting them into practice. And when we put into practice what we give our heart to, we may be surprised how God works with all that, how God is there for us, for others, through us. If we had it all figured out, like sometimes the church seems to say that we do, what fun would that be, really, right? Our God is the living God, God of surprises, God of grace and glory, grace freely given to us. Taylor writes that it is the attempt to trust that in that we meet God's goodness. The attempt is all that matters. Today we are blessing animals and remembering Saint Francis. Animals really bring us into the moment. And this is so important in the spiritual journey, to be in the moment. Born to a wealthy family, Saint Francis felt that something was missing in his moments of life, but he wasn't sure what. For all those we remember as saints, and certainly Saint Francis, these were people who were reaching toward God and gave their heart to God by acting in loving, peaceful, often courageous ways in this life. They were not perfect. They were probably not always feeling like they had faith. Certainly this is true of Mother Teresa, now an official saint, who we know from her papers and letters, she actually worried. You may not know this, but if you read her actual writings, she worried about her faith and often felt distant from God. And yet, who had more faith than she did? Saint Francis reached toward God, and in seeking God's will for him in this life, praying in church one day, he heard God say to him, "Rebuild my church." At first he thought God meant the actual church in which he was praying, but he came to realize that he was being called to a particular life that would be characterized by giving and living for others, living in a certain harmony with creation such that he is remembered for his communion with animals. Saint Francis is also remembered for seeking peace in a time when conflict between Christians and Muslims existed. Saint Francis is reported to have crossed lines of battle to offer a sign of peace to his Muslim brothers. As Saint Francis did, loving others, loving animals, loving and caring for all creation, all of this is reaching toward God. All of this is faith in action. Did you realize how much faith you had? Look at that. Whenever we're reaching toward God, we find God reaching toward us. Our stewardship theme for this year is all about this, really. Walk in love as Christ loved us. Saint Francis walked in love, in the way that God opened for him, called him to. Now it does help God when we listen, when we open ourselves to the movement of the Spirit, just having that thought that it might be possible. It does help God to lead us when we take a first step by walking in love, by being about and doing those things that increase love and peace and justice and equality. Spending time worrying about how much faith we have is probably one of the devil's favorite ways to distract us from what God would have us think about. And if you're not so comfortable with the personification of evil, we can probably all agree that there are destructive forces at work in the world and that we are called to address those rather than worrying about how much faith we have. Our lives are really about stewardship, how we use our time and resources. They agree. That's a sign of agreement. How do we as a church do that for God? How do we use our time and our gifts, our talents, our money to reach toward God? How do we walk in love as Christ loved us? This is good stuff to consider. Thoughts to perhaps pray about, consider in a reflective, prayerful way. What you and I do with our time, our skills, our money determines a lot. It determines who we can be for God as individuals and as the Church of the Holy Comforter. This week you will receive a letter from our stewardship ministry team. A letter that says much about who we are as a church for God in this world, as members and friends of Holy Comforter. Please take time to read and pray with this letter. We are walking in love. We are walking with God. This is faith. This is faith in action. How will God call us to walk together in the coming year? Let us pray. O God of life and love, thank you for the gift of St. Francis and for the gift of animals and all of creation. As we find our way, as we walk in love, help us to know and to have a sense of the work, the ministry you are calling us to do, to be about, for the good of the creation, all creatures, and all people. Amen.